You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Wendy Parrish, the founder of Wendy Parrish Consulting, a full-service public relations and communication consulting firm. Wendy, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're happy that you joined us. So tell us, how did Wendy Parrish Consulting get started?
Well, my background was in public relations and marketing agencies before I started consulting for myself. And I really had some great experiences and certainly learned a lot about the industry and myself working in that environment. But sometimes the agency could feel a bit constricting. I wanted things to move quicker and have the freedom to run my ideas a little bit more freely. And I also felt like sometimes the bureaucracy of agency life left my client relationships feeling a bit cold. I also have an extensive experience in customer service and retail, and I feel like I developed a certain friendliness that really helped me connect with customers in that field. And when I set out to do consulting, I wanted to bring in that warmth I'd always felt working with my retail customers to my PR relationships. And it's a combination of those factors kind of led me to a place where I decided I wanted to build my own consulting practice rather than be a cog in someone else's machine. So I had an opportunity. I was laid off from an agency a while back, and I decided it's now or never. And I started reaching out to potential clients, and I never looked back.
Now, how about telling us about the services that your company does provide?
Sure. Well, I learned from my positions at strictly the PR agencies, that there was so much overlap in the communication fields of public relations, marketing, and other communication avenues that a lot of times clients would come to us with stuff that, we didn't provide that service. So with Wendy Parrish Consulting, I wanted to offer the full spectrum of services. This focus on PR and media relations, although that's still a big bulk of what we do. Because I work really hard to customize each campaign, they all look a little bit different. Some of my clients, for example, will really focus on social media and building a presence there, in addition to the major networking sites like Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest. A lot of the social media campaigns are developed around content now, like blogging and images. So a lot of my time is devoted to creating or finding content for these campaigns. With other clients, our focus is on booking speaking engagements. That face-to-face interaction that comes from speaking engagements can be hugely valuable in a communications campaign. But most of the time, it's a combination of factors, usually focusing on media relations or media placements, in combination with social media. It depends on the client what type of social media presence and community building that we'll go after.
What is special about the services that you provide as a consultant?
Well, as I mentioned before, I am deeply devoted to every client. I bring that customer service mindset to every conversation and every project. And with that kind of dedication, I feel like clients really feel at ease with me. And I want every interaction to be warm and our relationship to be based in trust. And as far as specific services go, I think it's the social media offerings that really stand out. Because it's such a small operation, I can move fast and nimbly without having to go through a bunch of tiers of management. And I think in social media, it's really important to be flexible to succeed. It's not a medium for formality. And I found that as individuals, a lot of people understand the basics of social media, but when it comes to applying that to a business strategy, they become overwhelmed. And I can help them get to a place where it makes sense and push them in a direction that serves to promote their business.
Today we're joined by Wendy Parrish, the founder of Wendy Parrish Consulting, a full-service public relations and communication consulting firm here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Wendy, what's the thing that most excites you in your industry right now?
Well, I love everything that's happening in digital and online right now. I must admit, I find social media a bit addicting at times, but I give myself a free pass because I have to stay current to serve my clients properly. That a few years ago, I would have never been able to connect with my clients and other people that I've been able to do through digital means now. I love that I can have clients all over the globe and be able to share so many things so easily. I mean, even just a few years ago, we only had email, and now I can create a contract, share files, and track time all within one web-based program, and that's pretty fantastic. I also think that the shift to visual in social media has been really interesting lately with the explosion of platforms like Pinterest and Instagram. Wordsmiths like myself really have to find new ways to make an impact online. It's not enough anymore just to have great copy. You need to have striking and interesting images or video to grab attention. And I'm enjoying having to make that shift because it's really been a kind of a fun challenge.
What is your target clients, small businesses, entrepreneurs, enterprise firms? Which one is exactly that you target the most?
Well, I mostly work with small to medium-sized businesses that include entrepreneurs and startups. Even within that demographic, though, the businesses can be quite different. A few of my clients are solopreneurs on their own, but I also have another client that has nearly 500 employees, so that range is still quite large. I don't rule out working with the enterprise firms or larger businesses. I've worked with them before. It can be fun. The challenges are definitely very different between the two different size groups, and the messaging and goals can be quite different with a larger business.
And what is it about the small businesses that you enjoy so much?
Well, in a small business, I typically have the flexibility to act quickly on creative ideas that I present without a lot of approval or red tape. And in my industry, sometimes the only difference between you and the competition is who can move quickest on a trend or a story. So I really enjoy that. Typically with smaller businesses, they can be more flexible than a larger firm. I also really like helping small businesses succeed, especially since I'm a small business owner myself. When I work with smaller firms or entrepreneurs, I can really get a feel for their passion and connection to the work that they're doing. You know, a lot of times those businesses are their child. They're growing them, and they're so deeply involved in their cause. And that passion inspires me and makes me want to work even harder to help them succeed.
Wendy, if you would, tell our listeners where they can be in touch with you and also get more information about Wendy Parrish Consulting online.
Yeah, absolutely. If you'd like to visit my website, it is wendyparrish.com. That's WendyParrish.com. I have a list of services there that I provide and just a little bit more about my background. You can also reach me easily on Twitter. It's Parrish Wendy, at Parrish Wendy, and I'd love to get back to you there too.
Very good. And in conclusion, if you would, what advice would you give to anyone looking to create their own business like you did? What comes to mind when that question is asked?
Well, I think that, you know, having the passion for whatever you're doing is of utmost importance. Sometimes people get into endeavors because they think that they can make a lot of money or because it seems like it's kind of sexy at the time or whatever. But if you really aren't emotionally and passionately invested in something, it's hard to succeed.
Good advice. We've been speaking with Wendy Parrish, the founder of Wendy Parrish Consulting, a full-service public relations and communication consulting firm. And the website, once again, is wendyparrish.com. Wendy, thanks so much for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.